My name is Carter Weber. I go to Hopewell High School, and I'm going to be a senior.
My name is Jacob Smith-Tatham. I go to Shadyside Academy. I'm a rising junior.
My name is Brad. I am 14. I go to Pittsburgh Mifflin.
My name is Morgan Wesley. I'm 14 years old. I go to Swickley Academy.
My name is Mia Miller. I'm 13 years old. I go to Swickley Academy.
My name is Kendall. I'm 14. I go to Swickley Academy.
I'm Frederick Spar. I'm 13 years old. I go to Winchester Thurston.
My name is Cameron Van Getty. I go to North Allegheny School District.
My name is Luke Lachetto. I go to North Allegheny. I'm going to be a freshman this year.
And I think I signed up for this camp so I could have fun on the D.C. trip and see all the different embassies, because that's really interests me.
And the reason why I chose to attend this camp is because I thought it would be a good opportunity to learn how to help with public speaking.
And I'm doing this camp because I thought it was a good opportunity, and I think it's a great thing to do for my future in law.
I think the reason I want to be an ambassador is just because, like, the state of politics, or just like the world we're in right now, is just everything's so fragile and strife ridden. And that's just something that I want to be able to do something about and be the voice for other people who can't really speak up for themselves.
In the current world, we need more people with good diplomacy skills and people who know how to work together and strive for a better future, not just for themselves, but for everybody.
I think I want to be an ambassador so I can travel the world and see all the cultures of the world.
I want to be an ambassador to change, especially when it comes to hunger and homelessness, because I've always been an advocate to fix that when it comes to the world.
I want to be an ambassador because I want to be the voice for people who feel like they don't have one.
I want to be an ambassador because I want to be the person that doesn't just talk about making a change, but actually takes action in doing the change.
Diplomacy is important so people can resolve their problems without violence.
Diplomacy is important because people could share their views and like their opinions on the world without having the fear of getting like hurt or violently attacked.
As our world gets more and more organized, I feel like diplomacy, 500 or 1,000 years ago, a country now would be split up into four kingdoms. You wouldn't really have diplomacy, but now, if there's any conflict going on, it's a necessity.
I think diplomacy is a necessary part of like a fair and equal society so everyone can get like what they deserve.
In our day and age, politics seems to be a us versus them kind of mentality, and diplomacy can help countries and ambassadors and people get past that and look to better help each other rather than against each other.
I believe a great leader chooses a decision that can affect his reputation, but in the long run can like affect them in a good way, even if the people that they're trying to help doesn't know it.
A great leader requires open-mindedness, so they're not just listening to somebody and then declining something they say right away. They need to be open-minded.
A great leader, you need to have respect for other people and all their opinions, and you need to like set an example for them, like be the standard.
A great leader requires that you lead rather than command. You need to be part of the action rather than just telling people what to do.
I think a great leader is someone who isn't full of themselves and takes other people's views or takes other people's opinions and maybe does something with it. And also doesn't just do what they want and does what other people want.
The camp helps me get to know other people and their backgrounds by helping us work together on certain problems that are hard to solve, but with the use of diplomacy in conversing, we are able to solve problems together and learn about each other.
I think the people in this camp are really easy to talk to. And yeah, it makes public speaking a lot easier because I don't feel like I'm being judged like whatever I say.
I think the people in this camp, they're very nice people. They're nice to me. When I'm going up to the mic and we're doing something like public speaking, I'm not afraid to talk because everybody's new here. They're open and they're not really judging you.
I think it's nice to meet all the types of people in this camp. I think all of us are the same in one way or another, but still we all are so different in many different ways, and it's very nice to see.
Yeah, I like just the way we have so many people coming for the shared interest of diplomacy and like politics. We're just coming to the same place. Everyone has a different background from different places, but coming together and just having a good time. And like, and also I think the reason we're able to get along really well is like the fact that we've done so many like team building exercises, like icebreakers. Like, I don't know how many times we've gone through and said my name and what school I'm from, but I think it has been useful and I'm starting to learn people.
People should sign up for this camp because it's great at helping you explore new horizons and understanding other people who come from different paths.
I think people should join this camp because it's a great opportunity to learn more about the outside world and not just be stuck in a little bubble.
I think a good reason to join this camp would be to get the knowledge, the start of this whole career and this life that you might go through if you're willing to do that and work hard.
I believe that you should join this program because it's a great way to help your public speaking, because I believe that ever since I joined it, my public speaking has gotten better and I've been more comfortable speaking with new people and I've been able to introduce myself and it's been easier for me, so I believe it'll be better for other people.
One of my favorite things about this camp is the fact that all the guest speakers are just extremely passionate in the fields that they're working in, and it's just so much easier and more interesting and engaging when someone has a passion in what they're learning and what they're teaching.
This camp gives good opportunities and like simulations of the real world and what to expect and how you need to work with others to solve problems. And although sometimes you don't agree, it's always better to find a common ground between people to make agreements and work together.